I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. 10 years ago, Portugal decriminalized drug use. We're not just talking marijuana, but all drugs, including cocaine and heroin. Back then, Portugal had a very visible heroin problem, so the country came up with the idea of comprehensive drug treatment instead of punishment. A decade on, most Portuguese think the plan has worked, even though drug use hasn't actually gone down. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Lisbon.
It's still illegal to use drugs in Portugal. It's just not a crime. So you won't go to jail. But if the cops catch you, you will go before a special drugs commission, and then, most likely, to rehab. That's what happened a few years ago to a young Portuguese couple named João and Alessandra. They described their lives before going into government-funded treatment.
Not working, living in the streets.
And doing everything to have money to buy drugs.
I already have been in prison. In that life, I'm not proud, man. Now it's another life.
João and Alessandra are among hundreds here at the Taipas Hospital in downtown Lisbon, picking up their weekly supply of methadone. This is the flagship treatment center in the national campaign to treat drug abusers as patients rather than delinquents. The approach here is holistic. There's the methadone, but patients also get individual and group therapy. They can take art classes, computer classes. There's even a gym class. A therapist named Marie says even games like tag help patients see their bodies in a different light.
As hipóteses de vida são outras, de organização da sua vida.
She says it opens up new opportunities for them. Instead of using drugs, they think, no, I like myself, I like my body, I won't destroy it by consuming. Portugal's drug decriminalization was radical. Some conservatives predicted it would convert Portugal into a haven for drugs tourism. Think cannabis cafes in Amsterdam. But generally speaking, most Portuguese backed decriminalization, says João Galão. He directs Portugal's Institute for Drugs and Drug Addiction. Gulo says 10 years ago, Portugal's drug problem was so bad that one Lisbon neighborhood was literally an open-air heroin market. He says the whole country was concerned.
There was a lot of discussion, as you can imagine, because at that time, almost in all families, you would find someone with problems. And people knew José and Maria. They have this problem, but they are not criminals.
In the decades since the shift to drug treatment, Portugal has invested a lot of money and resources. The question today is, has it been worth it? Has the program been a success? That's a complicated question, says Brendan Hughes. He's with the European Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction.
It's difficult to make a causal link between the decriminalization and any increase or not of drug use. But for me, studying the national legislations, what is most interesting is what has not happened.
Chiefly, Portugal has not become the magnet for drug users, as some conservatives feared, Hughes says.
Many of the drug use indicators have more or less stayed the same in the last 10 years. They have not rocketed up, as people would automatically think. And to me, that's the most important thing that policymakers should consider when they want to change their policy. They don't have to take this as an automatic relation. Law goes down, use goes up. It's not always true.
Drug use in Portugal also hasn't gone down, but more and more users are seeking treatment under the government plan. That costs money. The government points out, though, that it now spends less on feeding and housing prisoners. And in cities like Lisbon and Porto, authorities say petty theft and muggings have declined. Also, the number of deadly overdoses has dropped. So has the spread of HIV through sharing dirty needles. On a rainy afternoon under a highway underpass in Lisbon, dozens of addicts line up before a large white van. This is a government-funded mobile methadone clinic. Arturo Pereiro says if the van didn't come around, he'd probably be stealing to buy heroin.
It helps in the same situation of not committing crimes and staying with a better life, you know? Yeah, yeah. And I know some persons that they started a new life and now they are living well and with the family. And there are persons that are capable of having a good life.
That possibility of healing goes to the heart of Portugal's policy to deal with drug abuse. But experts say it's difficult to know whether this approach is exportable. Blanket decriminalization, they say, may not be a one-size-fits-all solution. For The World, I'm Cherry Haddon, Lisbon.